At 6:06, it is overcast and 50 in Tulsa. We're anticipating a high of 65 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. It is Oklahoma's third largest industry. Ranking right behind ag and energy is tourism. New figures released yesterday show tourism has a huge economic impact on the state.
Domestic travelers directly spend just about $7.2 billion in the state, and that's as of the information we got for 2012.
Dick Dutton is with the Oklahoma Department of Tourism. He says Tulsa County alone brings in $1.7 billion in tourism cash. A Tulsa fire official says two children have died and three adults are injured after an apartment fire in South Tulsa. Captain Stan May says the blaze broke out about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon at the London Square Apartments. That's near 61st and South Lewis. The children were ages 2 and 6, and all 32 people were left homeless by yesterday's fire. State lawmakers head to Tulsa classrooms. Matt Trotter reports it's the third year in a row for a program.
This week is a chance for them to see what teachers are faced with, from a lack of supplies to homeless students. Patty Ferguson Palmer, vice president of the Tulsa Classroom Teachers Association, says Tulsa schools also have a special guest this year, a representative from Congressman Jim Bridenstine's office.
This was never aimed at our lawmakers on the national level, but because, you know, we've kind of built that relationship, you know, that gave me the thought that I thought, well, okay, you know, maybe he'll come.
Eight state lawmakers are scheduled to participate this week, with two more scheduling visits. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Tulsa County District Attorney Tim Harris has announced that he will not seek re-election in 2014. Harris said in a statement yesterday that after prayer and reflection, he decided not to run again. His term will end on December 31st of 2014. He has not ruled out running for another office, however. He said he's putting together an exploratory team to vet opportunities in public service, law, business, education, and the ministry. Well, for the first time ever, the Dow crosses the 16,000 mark. Don Jackson is a vice president with UBS here in Tulsa, and he says it's a psychological milestone for investors.
I think pretty soon if I renew a CD, I'm going to have to give a toaster to my banker, you know, not like they used to give us a toaster when we went in. So cash in the bank is making almost nothing. The yield on United States Treasury bonds is at historical lows. So when I see the options around me, be it cash or bonds or stocks, stocks to me are the most attractive option.
While there will be some declines, he does expect the market to continue moving in an upward direction. Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe took to the floor of the U.S. Senate yesterday to discuss a defense bill, 8 days after one of his sons died in a plane crash. The Republican first thanked the Senate chaplain and the majority leader, Harry Reid, a Democrat from Nevada, for comments about his son's death. Dr. Perry Inhofe was killed when the plane he was piloting crashed near Owosso back on November 10th. Our weather forecast, partly sunny, windy, and mild today. We will have a high of 65. Tonight, a slight chance of rain. 45 will be our overnight low. Tomorrow, the rain chance is at 40% and we'll have a high of 62. On Thursday, rain chances increase as it turns sharply colder. We will have a high of 55. And on Friday, a cold rain, mixing late in the day with a wintry mix and a high of 39. National Weather Service radar is all clear now at 610. It is overcast and 50. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.